It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, for the program. And today we're going to spend some time in the Word of God and discover how His truth transforms our life. I'm talking today again about the subject of joy, the kind of joy that only comes out of a relationship with Jesus Christ. Today we're going to talk about something incredible, and that is the overflowing joy of the Holy Spirit. Did you know that real, lasting joy doesn't come from anything this world can give you? It only comes from the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Jesus told us in John 15:11, I have told you this, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. So that means the joy of the Lord is not something we have to create. It's something God gives us when His Holy Spirit comes to dwell inside of us. Now it's up to us to not let circumstances and situations choke that joy out. So we have to choose joy on a daily basis as we go through the problems of life. Today I'm going to talk about how the Holy Spirit fills us with joy, how joy is different from happiness, and how we can live every day in the joy of the Lord. Now, I shared with you earlier this week from Galatians 5:22, which tells us that joy is a fruit of the Spirit. So that means when we're walking in the Spirit, joy is something that should come naturally, and it should grow in our lives. In Acts chapter 13 and verse 52, the Bible says this, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. You see, even though they faced persecution, they were still full of joy because they were full of the Holy Spirit. That's amazing. That means no matter what's happening in our lives, if we're walking with God in the Spirit, we can have joy. Let's talk for a minute about how joy is different from happiness. Let's clear up the common misunderstanding. Joy is not the same as happiness. See, happiness is based on what happens to us. If things are going well, we feel happy, and if things are going wrong, happiness disappears. But joy, that's different. Joy is deeper. It lasts. It's peace and confidence in God, no matter what's happening around you. In John 16:22, Jesus said this to His disciples, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. Did you hear that? No one can take away your joy. Why did He say that? Because joy comes from Jesus and not from this world. You know, one of the most powerful ways to experience joy is through praise and worship. In Psalm 16:11, it says, in your presence there is fullness of joy. You don't have to be a singer to worship and praise. You say, Keith, my voice is bad. Well, Bible says make a joyful noise. Maybe you can't sing good, but you can make a joyful noise. In His presence, there's fullness of joy. When we spend time in God's presence, you know what? Joy overflows in our hearts. And that's why worship is so powerful. That's why we always begin our church service with worship, because it brings us into God's presence. Have you ever walked into a church feeling discouraged, but after worshiping, you were filled with joy? Have you ever been struggling, but when you started praising God, your spirit lifted? See, friend, that's the power of joy in God's presence. So if you're feeling down, start praising Him. Sing, pray, worship, and watch your joy return. You know, joy is a lot like an umbrella in a storm. It doesn't stop the rain from falling. It just keeps it from soaking through. So we choose to put up the umbrella of joy. And we say, today I will rejoice. Not because life is easy, but because God is good. Sometimes joy can come in the most unlikely places. Psalm 30 and verse 5, The psalmist said, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, it comes in the morning." Let's be honest, joy is not the word that most of us would use to describe our default emotional state. We live in a world filled with pressure, headlines filled with crisis, and hearts filled with stress. And yet the Bible tells us that joy isn't optional. It's vital. It's not shallow happiness, but it's real God-breathed joy. Joy isn't what you get when everything goes right. It's what God gives you when everything goes wrong, and you can still trust Him. Let's talk about how to find joy in unlikely places. First of all, joy comes through perspective and not perfection. That's very important. It comes through perspective, how you're looking at things, and not perfection, which is ideal circumstances. Paul said this in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9. He said, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, struck down, but not destroyed." See, Paul had every reason to be discouraged. He had been beaten, he was shipwrecked, he was jailed, and yet he kept joy. How? He had a higher perspective. Joy doesn't come from the absence of problems. It comes from the presence of perspective. Let me give you an example. A missionary once brought back a single puzzle piece from a giant mosaic in India. Up close, it looked ugly. Brown, jagged, nothing special about it. But when shown the full photo of the mosaic, it was the most perfect piece in the image of a lion. See, sometimes the piece you're holding today, it doesn't make sense. You're saying, "God, how can you use what's going on in my life right now?" And then God shows you the full picture. See, joy, it comes when you trust that God is doing something beautiful with the pieces that you don't yet understand. And friend, secondly, joy grows best in the soil of sorrow. You know, there's a certain cactus, a certain flowering cactus that blooms only once a year and only in the dark. We have one in our community in Florida. And you have to wait up for it. You have to be still and watch. But when it opens, it's breathtaking. Likewise, God often births His deepest joy in the middle of our darkest moments. And joy is found in presence and not performance. See, Psalm 16 and verse 11 said, "In your presence is fullness of joy." We think if we try harder, we'll be more joyful, but really, joy doesn't come from your performance. It comes from proximity, being in the presence of Jesus. It's not about doing more. It's about being with Him. Do you remember the story of Mary and Martha? Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. Martha was busy serving. And she said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister's not helping me?" And what did Jesus say to her? Mary has chose the more important thing. She chose presence over performance. See, joy isn't found in completing your checklist, hitting all your goals, or impressing people. It's found when you sit in God's presence and you remember that you're loved, you are seen, and you are enough in Him. A man once asked his little boy, "What do you want to do today?" And the boy thought about it and he said to him, "I want to go where you're going and just do whatever you're doing." See, that was enough for him. Just being with his father, that was joy. During World War II, a group of Jews were hiding under a church, and they began to quietly sing songs of hope as the bombs were falling outside. And one survivor said, "We weren't singing because we were safe. We were singing because we believed God still heard us even in hiding." See, joy is an act of war against despair. It says, "I still believe no matter what my circumstances are." And I do believe that joy is also a witness to the world for us as Christians. In Philippians 2, verse 14, Paul said, "Do everything without complaining or arguing, so you shine like the stars." See, in a world full of anger and outrage and negativity, joy is radiant. It shines. Joy is not just for you. It's a part of your testimony. When your coworkers, when your neighbors, when your family see peace in you under pressure, they see kindness and hardship. That's the gospel being lived out, and it demonstrates the joy from God. A woman once set up a lemonade stand after her house burned to the ground, and she served people on her charred property. And when asked why, she said this, "Because God has been so sweet to me, even when life hasn't." That's the joy of the Lord, and it preaches louder than 1,000 sermons. So what do? Don't chase feelings. Pursue God. Get into His Word and sit in His presence, because that's where joy lives. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. And thank Him out loud. Gratitude is a gateway to joy. Start naming His blessings, even when they sometimes seem small. And then choose joy, just like the clothes you put on every day. Get up and say, "Today, I'm putting on joy, not because life is perfect, but because God is good." In this series on joy, we've been reading a lot from the book of Philippians. I call it the joy book, especially Philippians 4. It's the joy chapter. And in chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, listen to what Paul said. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." You see, friend, no matter what you're going through today, God wants you to choose His joy. He wants to give you perfect peace in your heart that will overcome whatever circumstances are battling against your mind. When we give our burdens to God in prayer, He fills us with peace and with joy. As we wrap up today, I just want to ask you, do you need the joy of the Lord in your life today? Maybe you've been struggling and feeling like your joy has faded. I'm praying for you today, my friend, asking God to fill you with the joy of His Holy Spirit so you can experience the deep, unshakable joy that comes from knowing Him. No matter what you're facing, remember, the joy of the Lord, it's your strength, and God will see you through no matter what you are facing and no matter what storm you're going through. Let me remind you of this before we close today, friend. Joy is not a fragile thing. It's not a candle that flickers with the first gust of wind. No, joy is the joy of the Lord. It's a flame that burns even in the middle of a storm. Joy is what kept Jesus moving towards the cross. Remember Hebrews 12:2, "For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross." Think about that. Joy carried Him through the crucifixion, not because the pain was easy, but the outcome was worth it. You are worth it to God. And now that same joy lives in you, not because your circumstances are perfect, but because your Savior is risen. Not because you figured everything out, but because the One that holds the universe also holds your heart. Thanks for listening today. Walk in grace. He loves you, friend. He really does.
If you enjoy the ministry of Fresh Oil, we invite you to check out Keith's books, which are available on Amazon.com. Keith has a memoir entitled, "This Is My Story." In this book, he shares personal stories of divine encounters, answered prayers, as well as the battles he has faced as a pastor. Keith's book, "Christ in the Seven Feasts of Israel," shares a picture of Jesus the Messiah, found in the ancient feast days God gave to Israel to celebrate. His book, "The Grace Revolution," which Keith recently taught on Fresh Oil, is also available in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. For more information, go to Amazon.com and search Keith Manley Books.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.